poppy music for you. You're on Sin 907. This is Midnight Sinning, live and unscripted on Sin.
We have a couple of issues to get through. One is that...
stop tapping the table, for the love of God.
I'm sorry.
Stop it, please. Please.
I'll put my hands in my pockets.
Yeah, and leave them there. That's right.
Okay. We have a few issues to cover. One is that Brendan believes that back announcing is more professional, but I'm just worried that those who have their fingers over the record button of their cassette players might want a bit of front announcing so they know what song's coming up. So if anyone is at the ready for taping specific songs that they would like to hear.
The music has been pretty awesome.
Mm. Oh, damn straight.
And I do like a good mixtape. So anyone who's making a mixtape, SMS in and inform us of that, and we'll try and your favourite kind of music, so we'll give you a bit of heads up as to when that music's coming up.
But make sure you got the right side in, though. Right, because you don't want to record.
Don't want to tape over stuff you've already taped.
Especially the B side.
Yeah.
The B side always gets me. Make sure.
Actually, I've got a friend who's actually taping on a hard disk, by the way.
Hard disk.
Hello, Justin.
Thanks. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Justin. Two T's.
Justin, good name for puns. Justin.
The two T's.
His last name, Tin. Case. Justin Case. Just in time.
You can't see this, but I'm shaking my head in disgrace at it.
That is beautiful. I love it. Oh, you just don't appreciate that.
Anyway, to that guy who sent us a text, hey guys, love the green peas joke. Well, there's another really bad joke. All right. Also,
whoever sent that text in, thank you very much.
We appreciate your text. If you want to do text and feel a bit of our love, it's 0427767767. With the little poll, pornography Weet-Bix, sexy, lol. Love the guy. I love the by Andrew. I don't know Andrew from where,
thanks,
but
Andrew.
Also,
laugh out loud.
Ha 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 ha.
What did he say?
What?
What did Andrew say?
He said pornography Weet-Bix are sexy. Lol.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Lol.
I wasn't listening. Should probably pay attention.
also, I don't know. There's no name here again. I'd say it's none. I'm pretty sure it's a breakfast cereal. Well, the last time I checked, there was anyway.
Hold on. Oh, who sent that in?
No name.
No name. Anonymous sent in what? What did he say? Or she?
Oh, my God.
No, I just need to clarify.
I'd say it's none. I'm pretty sure it's a breakfast cereal. Well, last time I checked, it was. Lol. I think I want to discuss the context of lol after this as well. Yeah, also, in my art, it's... it's art, in my opinion, Sam. Sean Doncaster. Thanks, Sam.
So we've got one for pornography, one for art, and
one for other.
Ooh, so next vote wins. Next vote wins.
I'll just press the refresh button.
Unless there's another person who feels like they can make their own categories up and makes it like giraffe.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. All right, there's four.
I don't know why I'm playing
Rocky. If you see me eat Weet-Bix on a hot day, then it's porn. Samantha, 27, from I don't know where.
How many Samanthas do we have SMSing in?
I think Samantha, because every time she texts, she has capped letters, so it's obviously the same person. Hi Samantha, thanks for listening. Obviously, it's wheat texture makes it porn. I mean, art from Jenny.
I like you, Samantha.
No, that's Jenny. That was Jenny.
I like you, Jenny. And
also Samantha.
Don't let that take away from your...
Ladies, by the way, I think Al is single, so you'll like the go a day with Al. is Al single?
Not as such.
Is Al, anyway, Al's not single?
SMSs, keep reading them out.
Okay.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
Oh, dear. Weet-Bix is most definitely porn. Have you ever seen hot Weet-Bix sex in milk?
Well,
anyone
would
tap that, it's just cereal.
We'll go home.
From JL.
Time. We finish up at 6 o'clock today. We're going to grab breakfast and check it out.
Anyway, one more. Dude, Weet-Bix cannot possibly be pornography. However, if you are talking about the packaging, then yeah, it can be art to some crazy extent.
Fair enough, but you could also have pornography on the cover, I guess, if you wanted to. Okay. If they're really struggling for marketing.
Yeah. Also, in reference to whether they can sustain their relationship with technology.
Yep.
Samantha, I think the same one is Samantha in capital letters. Uh-huh. I have a male SMS friend that lives interstate. My brother gave me this guy's number, and we have been SMSing for 4 years. I do have his pic. I'm going to visit him.
Wow. There you go.
So obviously you can.
I guess so.
Do you really sustain a relationship?
Good for you too, Samantha. In capital letters.
Yep.
Wait, so every time we say Samantha, we have to say, Samantha!
Samantha!
Like Panic at the Disco.
Panic!
At the Disco.
Or at the magazine. Okay!
any more SMSs? Keep sending them in. That's fantastic. This is like the most we've ever gotten.
Possibly due to it working.
Yeah, maybe. Or just...
Oh, we got another one. We got another one.
We're just going to read out SMSs for the next 2.5
Well, it's been 5 minutes of SMS reading anyway. Who eats Weet-Bix with milk when I get aroused? I come of... No, I'm not reading that.
We'll just admire just that in gist. Our own time. Just...
Mushy biscuit. Thank God it's 3 a.m. Because we won't be getting away with that 8 a.m. in the morning. Oh, God.
No, they didn't know at the end of that.
It's late night sitting.
I come to the supermarket to buy my Weet-Bix.
I get aroused and something over the Weet-Bix and eat it up.
Thank you. Do you have a name?
No,
thank
no
you
name.
To all those
we'll
people
call
them
Mushy Biscuit.
Thank you to all these out there who actually have SMS'd in.
Yeah, we're going to stop stop the whole Weet-Bix.
We will keep updating it and we will try to read out as many as possible as we can.
Oh, God.
So coming up next, we probably have another Monopoly update. There has been some progress. We've been a bit slack in updating it, but...
Al's running out of money.
Yeah, he's bought quite a few properties. We'll bring you an update, and we've got plenty more to come after this.
Loads.
So much.
I've got a problem with the word lol. It's an example there. You cannot use lol just randomly. You just can't. Lol has become...
You can.
It's not.
What if you laugh out loud randomly?
Then you laugh out loud.
Yeah, but where do you put that in a message? Ha ha ha.
See, I just laughed out loud just then. It was funny.
See, what's wrong with laughing out loud?
There's not much. Not much.
Oh, you think that you don't like the abbreviation?
No, I don't like the abbreviation.
You'd rather people just straight laugh out loud?
No, I don't think it should be part of the English language.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
Well, in the sense that it is kind of...
Pretty colloquial.
Is it really?
Leet, speak. Speech, speak. That's the one. If I could talk.
GTG.
If you can't tell, we are actually stalling.
We will TTYL to BRB. You later.
Sex!
Oh, yeah.
Education.
Sex!
Education.
One more time?
Sex!
Education.
Good. Yes. At school.
How should you go about it?
What
sex?
Age?
What, sex or sex education?
Education.
Okay.
That's why he said education three times after he said the word sex.
Sex.
He was trying to...
It's not spring yet. Everyone's a little bit frisky.
So, sex education, there's a lot of ways you can... Some schools just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Often your quite religious schools just talk about abstinence.
Which Catholic schools in particular?
Yep.
Yeah, I actually heard that depending on the school, like, I think I've heard that one school, in fact, says... you know how most schools will say, use condoms for protection?
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard... Another school where
the rhythm method
to leave in sex before marriage, so you don't need to use condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless you marry someone with an STI.
Yeah, that's true. Which would be bad.
Mm. But oh well. Anyway, another method that Brendan and my teacher used. Explain this?
I think you can take the honours.
This was year 8. What age are you in year 8? You're about 13.
14.
Pretty young.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Oh, that's... Well,
I was a pretty innocent young lad. Not too aware of much sex education at that age.
Well, as part of our course, I think it was a general course.
Skills and competency or something?
Yeah, like you did a bit of sex ed, did a bit of learning how to use spreadsheets.
Tie knots,
did we?
No, I just threw that in.
It's probably got relevance, doesn't it?
Yeah, anyway, so we learned how to use... We did some PowerPoint slideshows. Anyway, under the sex ed bit, we all went to the computer lab and did a slideshow. Slideshows are good. We'd learned how to make our own slideshows. So here he was showing how a good slideshow could be made.
Yep.
It basically consisted of... It was about sexually transmitted infections, but it was a bit light on the text side.
Yep. More graphical, to be honest. Mostly graphical.
And had very little information. It was more just pictures of penises with warts on them and other parts with warts on them and then other types of things they could have on them. And, yeah, it wasn't very attractive.
It was
scare 'em straight kind of attitude.
I don't know whether it was a scare 'em straight because the teacher at the time seemed to be getting quite a bit of enjoyment out of it, chuckling along. Look at that one.
And they're quite big and, yeah,
It was definitely an interesting method of teaching sexual education.
I can still remember it. There's a lot of...
That's true. It's how many years I don't remember.
And yet it's still fresh in our memories. Well, I think we bring it up almost every couple of times we see each other.
Minutes.
So there you go.
There has been argument recently of how young is too young. Because I think there was an argument that...
I think it's a pretty ongoing argument, isn't it?
Oh, to tell people about sex.
Well, we first learned about it in year six. In year six, we had like a sister or like some kind of nun-ish kind of person that came in. Or a nurse or something that came in and she talked to us about sex ed. And she split up the boys with the girls and there's this really weird video.
Six is probably about right because you'd be, what, 13?
But it's starting younger 12, and younger. Like, really starting
I don't recall when we learnt.
Mm.
Really?
Wasn't that big deal? I probably knew before they told me at school.
Just hope they don't go to the learn by doing track. Probably not the best thing.
It's
definitely a tough... Actually, we should put it out there. If you've got any interesting stories of how you
learn about sex ed, I don't think you want to put that through.
No.
Because you're going to come in with some Wesley kids saying... You know, you know how Wesley, everyone.
The hard
way.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
That was personal opinion, and that's rumours.
No, we will.
Well, a method used in year 10 at our school, it wasn't actually, it had nothing to do with sex ed, it was just a story by a certain science
word
teacher.
Sex.
And was just, this teacher had a son at the school, and decided he'd inform us that our parents procreated regularly. I don't know how this was brought up.
Pretty much, really. I think it was... I can't remember. I was in your class.
It had nothing to do with anything, really.
It was a science class, and we were just, I don't know, generally talking. Yeah, no, I think it was bored. And I think he just decided to say that...
He was just rambling on, and anyway, he's like, if you think your parents don't have sex regularly, then you're wrong. And his son was reminded that by us...
Since the teacher did scar us, we thought we'd return the favour to
no,
his
son. It is disturbing.
No, it really is.
You're listening to Sin on a 70. It is a Saturday morning. Good morning. Japanese English-speaking band Boom Boom Satellites with Intergalactic from their newest Exposed album.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it, Colin?
It was, but I just know the information. I can say it.
Very, very multi-talented.
How much indeed. Wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
A little bit.
Correct.
That's what I thought. Okay, so if we all just take our minds back to the good old days of, I think, maybe grade 2, grade 3, when we were in grade 2, grade 3 anyway.
Well, if you're a 20-year-old-ish.
If you're a 20-year-old, maybe about 7 or 8 years old.
That's right.
You would recall a show called Amazing, which is spelled...
Amazing!
Actually, my primary school was one of those companion schools.
Yeah, which basically consisted of primary schools going on to compete.
Prizes like
on
Game
a show,
Boys.
On a maze sort of place. It's actually spelled A, capital A, asterisk, amazing. Play on words, very clever. And also... You didn't realise that, did you?
Nope.
There you go, the pity. It's been 13 years.
Damn.
There's a shop at Blackburn Station entitled Balloonatics, and I didn't realise that was a pun for a good while, and I'd seen it for every day for a good, like, 6 months.
Oh,
it's like Lunatics, okay. It's clever.
Puns.
Also, the kids' TV show Kim Possible.
Yes, that's also very good. I like that.
But I did not realise that was a pun for a good...
As well.
I've actually got this thing against Amazing. Like I said, our school, like, I was the one who set it up, the whole companion school thing with... Channel 7 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was they promised us sign cards from the host, James Sherry.
James Sherry, that's
correct. Sherry, who now works for Talk to the Animals on Channel 9's works on that show.
There you go.
And never got them and never got my prize. Wow. Not a happy chappy.
Crushed.
Channel 7.
Were you on it?
No, we went on it because it was filmed in Adelaide at the time.
Amazing.
So I wanted to, but they didn't let us do it because...
Of course you did. Because it was one of the best shows.
Who wouldn't want to go on the keyboard? The keyboard
was
weird.
Awesome. Okay, but what we're arguing today is there is a new show, a new game show, not very new, but it's a recent one. It's called It's Academic.
What's going on with that?
You guys have seen it before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I think most of the people out there will have seen it. It's on Channel 7 about 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Same time as
Except
the Shack.
Except on Fridays, where it's go stop.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's Academic is pretty much a sort of sale of the century type show for primary schools as well.
I've got a few bit of information on this. It was actually revived. It used to be an older show, and they revived it. Also, Channel 7 gave the rights to... No, Channel 10 got the rights to Brainiest Celebrity, or, you know, the Brainiest thing, that show.
Yes.
Which Asians just kept on winning. And they,
Yeah,
Channel 7 decided to replace it with that less low-profile show. Anyway, continue. Sorry about interrupting you there.
No problem. I would like to compare the two shows, right? And I prepared a little something earlier.
A little bit of something, something?
Yeah, that's correct. And just to show how much better the kids' shows were back in our day compared to right now. So right now, this first little sound grab I've got is from It's Academic. It's just a little clip. I think I can't remember the host's name. He's from Sunrise as well, but he's crap.
Oh, I'm Simon Reeve.
It's Simon Reeve, that's right. He's boring, he's crap, and he's my proof.
Mustafa, Jade, and Baman, good luck with these. Which mammal averages the thickest fat of any animal species? A, the hippopotamus, or B, the bowhead whale?
A.
It's B, the bowhead whale. 50 centimetres thick on average to deal with those cold ocean temperatures.
Pretty crap. Apologise if you can't really hear that.
Hey, don't be looking in here.
But that's just to emphasize how crap it is. You can't even hear it. What's Simon Reeve?
Talk
asked,
louder, Simon. Jeez.
Yeah, just stupid. And what was the question? Something about a whale or something.
He's
and
got
the kid
wrong.
Got it wrong.
Poor kid.
No excitement. There's no kid bashing. It's nothing.
Yep.
Now, the next clip is a bit of amazing
action.
An action packed, sort of awesome show. Just to measure it up against It's Academic. So keep It's Academic in mind. He's amazing. Not sure what listeners are getting... getting out there from our microphones, headphones, we can just sort of hear static.
What was that?
I'm gonna be honest with you two guys. I couldn't actually find any sound grabs from Amazing because it was too awesome.
You just asked me. I have a tape of it at home.
I'm sorry, but yeah,
the tape of Amazing.
It. Yeah, because my school was a companion school to it. Huh. Yeah, so I had it.
Oh, I didn't ask him. And
dear.
Nevertheless, I chose the grab from Dragon Ball Z, which is not as good as Amazing, but. It is a control.
Oh,
and in scientific experiments, we use controls. So, since Dragon Ball Z isn't as good as Amazing, and that sound grab, which you couldn't really hear, is obviously, I mean, from the static and all the crazy things happening, is better than Amazing. I mean, it is better than It's Academic. For one up, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
One up. All right. I've got another one. It's probably not going to work, because it's been pretty bad so far.
Liven up the script there, Liven up it.
It's Academic lined up right next to Amazing. Listeners, tell us what you think.
I wanted him to reawaken the evil in my heart. I wanted him to return me to the way I was before. I was the perfect warrior, cold and ruthless. I lived by my strength alone, uninhibited by foolish emotion.
Goku versus Vegeta. Sorry, Majin Vegeta.
We're still here. We love it.
And now here's
today's program. We're going to be checking out some fancy footwork, a little bit of tap going on there. Lizzie, she reveals her Achilles heel.
Lizzie's probably the best part of the show.
Also, Dave is along later to help us with our Who Am I at the end of this segment.
Oh, that was a good use of a pause by Simon Reeve. So again, we've got Goku and Vegeta. Again, we're comparing Amazing here, but Dragon Ball Z isn't as good as Amazing. Also, I really like Dragon Ball Z. I haven't actually told that. Yeah, fact. Oh, dear. Goku and Vegeta fighting. Clearly much better than Simon Reeve.
Okay, but, I'll give you that much.
Yeah? So, Amazing better than It's Academic?
The evidence is just right there that you prove it, that Shona said. Definitely.
It's pretty hard to dispute. It's pretty hard to dispute. But give some credit to It's Academic. Simon Reeve does try, and he has good uses of pauses and, terms like Achilles heel.
Oh, very clever. Definitely. And then his references to the makeup girl and absolutely makes sense to all the kids.
So, what I decided to do was mash them up a little bit, a bit of Dragon Ball Z, a bit of It's Academic, put them together. What do you get?
Beats.
This!
An awesome show.
Mustafa, Jade, and Bannon, good luck with these. Which mammal averages the thickest fat of any animal species? A, the hippopotamus, or B, the bowhead whale?
A.
It's B, the bowhead whale. 50 centimetres thick on average to deal with those cold ocean temperatures.
Oh, God. I'm not sure if the last set four sound grabs, if you guys could hear anything at all. It might be very confusing, but we're enjoying it. So,
some of us.
Well, one of the three of us are enjoying it.
Me.
Just in case you're wondering at home.
Well, there's my 5 minutes I've been allocated for a segment. I'll see you guys later.
This is the Duke of Windsor.